Hello, and I'd like to say welcome to October, but you might be listening to this a short while before October, because this month's podcast, or rather October's podcast, is appearing a little early at the end of this month. This month, as I speak to you now, being September. The reason for the podcast being a little bit premature is because for the next probably couple of weeks, I'm going to be not available. Up to my eyes in it, got my hands full, all that sort of thing. So I thought I'd get my message out to you now. I hope you found and enjoyed the Poirot story that I put out at the beginning of the month, as promised. I would play the little stats song and tell you if any of you had, in fact, looked at it. But unfortunately, the stats don't really tell me that sort of thing. They just say how many people have logged on or been to a certain page, not who's watched what. And because it isn't on YouTube, of course, I haven't got the stats that you get if it was on YouTube in the normal way. Still no word on that. I lodged my appeal, but I haven't heard a dicky bird. I've sent them a reminder, but, well, you know, fingers crossed. Oh, we should have a little competition, shouldn't we? Just to keep you on your mettle. Answer at the end of this podcast. Please don't give it away to all the many people who will be listening to the podcast at various different times. I want you to tell me a word that rhymes with geranium. And if you like, you can compose a little rhyme. As I'm going to give you the answer at the end of this podcast, I suppose that's all rather pointless because I'm not going to have time to hear from you. But you might like to do it for your own amusement. All right, over to you. Also, towards the end of this podcast, we're going to have an ever-popular poll. I don't need to tell you how much you love my polls and how you flock to respond to them. Let's see if we can get the replies to this one into single figures. Why am I doing it, I hear you ask? Well, because, especially now we've got the Story Club rather than YouTube, I really do want to make sure you're getting what you deserve. Hoorah! Hoorah! You may recall I said I'd lost a lot of the second Paddington book stories. I found several episodes, which I've now put in the relevant place, on the website itself, under the Paddington section, and in those folders that we're still using at the moment while I restore the website and add all the new stuff to it. You might notice a lot of things are actually on the website now. I think now, for the second Paddington book, is it More About Paddington, it was called? I think there's only one chapter I haven't found, chapter 5, so I'll just record that again at some time. I'll press on and record some more of the third book, as that's the one we are officially in the middle of, before I go back and do that, though. My comedy channel will also at some stage be represented on the webpage, because the web pages will be basically everything that I've ever done and can find again, plus everything I will be doing. But the comedy channel will also be the one thing I've got on YouTube. Do have a look on YouTube, search for MJAM from London Stories, and you will find the channel with the comedy stuff on it. Do subscribe, do tell your friends, etc. You know the drill. I'm slowly but surely restoring the Merlin stories to the website as well. As you know, I've got all the audios for it, but the videos themselves have gone. But it's not in any easily listenable form. It's just lots of little segments as I did them over a period of a few years. So I'm rebatching those into a sort of episode form, with varying degrees of success, as one loyal, helpful and faithful listener will be able to attest. She knows who she is. Thank you. We're getting there, so bear with me. Also, something I said last month, I do talk a lot of rubbish, I don't know why you listen to me. I said I'm not going to make videos for stories that are basically just audio, even though they were originally in video format for YouTube, because it seems pointless. However, I have now discovered that putting audio files on my website takes up a ton of room, because the website actually loads up that stuff and stores it, using up my allowance, whereas a video is just a link and takes up a lot less space. So I will be shoving more videos up there, simply because they take up less room on the website. Here's a joke. I can't decide whether to put this joke in an episode of Ring Road, Kiddie's Corner, or in an episode of Mrs. Jiggles, The Early Years. Please consider this joke and tell me which of those episodes you think it should go in. I've got a home economics exam next week. We have to beat an egg. Well, that should be easy. They've got no hands to write the answers down. Now, you may have noticed, and indeed you may not, that this year, or is it next year? I haven't paid that much attention, but there's some adverts on the telly telling me that it's the 70th anniversary of The Mousetrap, very shortly. That play by Agatha Christie, which has run and run, or has ran and ran? Well, it's still on, at St. Martin's Theatre, London, where, incidentally, I saw a production many years ago. As far as I know, no copy of this play is available anywhere. However, the book that the play was based on is available. I haven't read it. I don't know how closely the play resembles the book. The book might differ quite a bit from the play, for all I know. But the point is, I don't think it's available online anywhere, this book. But I have got within my grasp a paper copy. And I wondered if you would like me to read that. Well, I'm going to, but I mean, if you'd like me to read it aloud to you. So if you haven't seen The Mousetrap, and you intend to one day, in case the book spoils it by having pretty much the same ending, don't listen. So if you've any thoughts on that, let me know. Phew, right, well, thank you for listening this far, if you have. And if you haven't, we're all going to talk about you. Now, the poll. And you've only got... October is the 10th month, so I shall give you until the 10th of October. 10th of October. To, if you wish to have an opinion registered, email me if you've got my email address, or put a comment on the comments page, to express your preference for one of the following. If you would like me to read an Agatha Christie, it will be Miss Marple in 450 from Paddington. So if you would like me to read that, cast your vote. Secondly, last year I read Conclave by Robert Harris, which proved very popular. And I said, well, I'll do some Robert Harris again. So if you would like me to read Munich by Robert Harris, please cast your vote for that. Or the third option, The Railway Children by E. Nesbitt. So that's three choices there, and whichever gets the most votes wins. It's as simple as that. 450 from Paddington, Munich, or The Railway Children. Thank you. I shall now go back on something else I said last month about not bombarding you with emails and giving you a date, because I've just got no idea how I'm going to be fixed over the next few weeks, but I will bombard you with an email telling you which book has won the vote. And I also hope to have managed to do a short story at some point this month to put on the website for you as well. Right, well, thank you. That's all we've got time for. Don't forget to vote. I almost forgot the results of a little conundrum I set you at the beginning. What word rhymes with geranium? In a pot on a high shelf, he had a big geranium. Unfortunately, the pot fell off and hit him on his cranium. Well done if you spotted that. I'd just like to say thank you for the coffees that you've bought me too. They are much appreciated, I can tell you. Thanks for being here, and keep listening to the stories. Goodbye.